G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 12. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. And Joel, we've got Group 1 racing in two states on Saturday, led by the Kieran Doomben 10,000. At Doomben, sees the reappearance of Redzel. Well, he just never finishes out of the Quinella, does he? And he probably will be our champion sprinter, and I'd say he certainly will be if he can win this race. Can he do so?
Certainly can. I don't think there's too many winning hopes there on Saturday. He deserves to be favourite. He probably gets challenged most by the mare In Her Time, who just continues to improve with racing. I think we can be a bit forgiving of her third in the TJ Smith. It was an excellent third, but she just was ridden too negatively and she had a long way back. So I think they are the two key players. And then you've got your horses that are going to be looking towards the Stradbroke, headed mostly by Care to Think, who still, we don't know his level, so he could bob up and snatch the race, but I think he's looking more towards the Stradbroke, and then you've got to, you know, the others probably looking for minor money, maybe Impending, who did win well first up, and he's a Stradbroke winner, and he's got form around In Her Time and Redzel. So they're probably the main players, but Redzel deserves to be favourite. We've also got the Derby in SA, South Australian Derby. Looks a strong addition this race. This year we've got a Kiwi visitor in Sheriff for Roger James, and couple of horses trying to extend their carnivals. Main Stage, he's been Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide. Tangled has been right through the Sydney Carnival, and he presses on towards Adelaide as well. So yeah, it is a good day's racing.
It certainly is. We'll start at Doomben and take you through the black type racing there. The first of the stakes races at Doomben on Saturday's race three, IPG Marketing Solutions Members Handicap. It's yet another Members Handicap listed race over 1600 metres, and 16 to face the starter at this stage, so should be a bit of value, you would think.
Yeah, tricky race. So I've gone with three payroll. You're always a little bit wary with the mares meeting the boys, and she's got to carry 58 kilos, but she's a talented mare. This is the right sort of level for her listed race. She's back from the Group 1 Cornwall Legacy Stakes, and I think she'll run well. Eight Emphasis next best. His two runs back have been excellent. He was second up on a 7-day backup on a heavy track last start, and he was only beaten just over a length, so he's going well. 13 in for third, Caravalli is scratched, so 12 will be third. She is what she is. She's had the two runs back. She can be fit enough to dominate from the front now. Jeff Lloyd on board, and in for fourth, number two, Hofgarten, the old boy. He always runs well in these sort of races.
Race 4 at Doomben on Saturday is the Ascot Green Chairman's Handicap 2000 metre Group 3.
Six Rising Red for me. He ran a really good race at good odds in the Japan Plate at Randwick third up. He looked like I expected him to run well, and he did. He sat second to the Moroni horse, who just went a bit fierce in front. He was left a little bit of a sitting shot, and I thought he battled on really well. He should be close to his peak now. So I've gone his way from two into Lockett, who comes through the same race. He hit the line well for fourth. He was 1,500 to 2,000, so he should be ready to peak as well. 12, Goathland. Kim Moore's doing a fabulous job with these ex-Team Williams horses. He won well on Anzac Day, drops in weight, looks to have plenty of upside, and one Mega Blast. Talented Kiwi, probably not going to stay wet enough for him on Saturday, but he can run well.
Race 5 at Doomben on Saturday is the Moen Chandon Champagne Classic, 1,200 for the two-year-olds at Group 2 level weights.
There's two maidens in this race. I've gone for one of them, number 11, Sizzling Ace. She's a filly I've always had a fair bit of time for. She showed good talent in her first prep around some good horses. She's chased Panino at both her last run in that first campaign and first up at Doomben over the 1,050. She'll appreciate getting up to the 1,200 and think at an each-way quote we can have something on her and follow her through to the longer races. In for second, number 4, Dynamited from the Godolphin team. Did a nice professional job on debut back in the spring at Rose Hill, beating Secret Lady, which is sound enough form. She ran fifth in the Magic Millions and a solid race in the Magic Knight. 10 Panino, very speedy filly, 3 from 4. As I said, she's beaten Sizzling Ace twice, so she's got to be included among the main chances. And 3 only want to sing. I think he'll continue to improve as he gets over a bit of ground.
Race 6 at Doomben, first leg of the Quaddie Suez Queensland Day Stakes, 1350 for the 3-year-olds.
Number 14, sticking with Femme Fireball. Both her runs back from a spell have been good. She didn't have a lot of luck first up, and then was always wide last time out. Another tricky gate to contend with, but she should be close to her peak fitness, and if Damien Brown can get any luck, I think she's worth sticking with at the $9 or $10 quote each way. To beat Four Marsupial, got all the favours last start, won well. You can see him getting a very similar run in transit from that gate. Seven, the Bostonian. This Kiwi visitor, he's a half-brother to King Mufasa, very talented, midfield in the New Zealand Guineas. His recent trial in New Zealand I thought was very sharp, so I think he's there to run well first up and improve as he gets deeper into the campaign. And 13 warranty coming through a decent effort in the Hawkesbury Guineas.
Race 7 at Doomben on Saturday, Magic Millions The Roses for the 3-year-old fillies on their way to the Oaks. This one over 2,000, Group 2, they've all got 56.5.
14 young star for me. I think she is a bit of a star. Ever since the debut run where she really caught the eye, finishing fifth behind Savakul and a Newcastle maiden, I thought she would make into a lovely staying filly. She's come back this prep. The first up run was excellent. She went to Hawkesbury. Blake Shin put her into the race. She set outside the lead, won well, and then went to Newcastle last start. They just rode her like the best horse, put her out the back off a good tempo. She stormed home down the outside and thrashed her rivals. I think she was more than up to this level. I think she'll win on Saturday and take a stack of beating in the Oaks. Five, Another Dollar's been doing a really good job up in Queensland. Had a wide run in the bracelet. She was very game to stick on for second behind Torval, who I've got in for third, number one. Given a good ride by Jimmy Orman from the wide gate, she's going to need a lovely ride again from that barrier on Saturday, barrier 18, but she's all class. And number 12 in for fourth, Play That Song. She was good in the bracelet. She won at Newcastle over the same distance as Young Star, and I thought Young Star's times measured up pretty well, and we saw Play That Song, as I mentioned, come up to Queensland, run fourth in the bracelet. So she's next best, but very keen on 14 from 5, 1 and 12.
The big one is race 8, the Kieran Doomben 10,000. It is not the race that most of us grizzled punters know as the Doomben 10,000, that being run over 1350 metres later in the carnival. This is the renamed BTC Cup. Basically, it's to do with extending the Eagle Farm Carnival when Eagle Farm is finally right to from 2 weeks to three. They were going to run the 10,000 at Eagle Farm over 1300 and caught the Brisbane 10,000, but there was a bit of a kerfuffle about that. So the 10,000 stays at Doomben, but it's basically the BTC Cup. And my research on this race found that good news for Redzel. Barriers 1 to 6 have really very much dominated this race ever since it became a Group 1 in 2006. So this would be the be 12 years. I think only one horse has won from outside 6, and that was the Galagotis horse, an 8, from Barrier 8.
Galagotis horse?
Was it a Galagotis horse? No. Well, who was it? I can't remember. It was about, 2016 anyway. And
was it Malaguera?
Yeah, Malaguera.
That's right. That's right.
So one barrier is 1 to 6. Bad news though for Redzel is the favourites don't quite do so well. The only one in the past decade or so that has won is Black Caviar, and in fact the average price winner has been pretty good, around about $13 over that time. But you're with one who is not the favourite but is a bit shorter.
Yeah, second favourite in her time. She's a clear second favourite. I was with her this carnival last year. She was wide all the way in this. She ran fifth. She was wide all the way in the Stradbroke and got nutted by Impending. She was then placed in the Tiara. She just had a ripping campaign. She'd just gone to a new level. She was super in the spring. Bit unlucky to miss out on an Everest slot. It would have been interesting to see how she ran against Redzel in that. But she's come back this prep. She won the Galaxy, and as I said, just ridden too negatively early in the TJ Smith. Got too far back, but she did a good job running on for third. So sticking with her to beat number one Redzel, I think one of the two will win. A lot of respect for number four Care to Think. I think he's third favorite for the Stradbroke, so clearly he's expected to come back in good order this prep, and you can just see him flashing at them late. And I've thrown in a real roughie for fourth, number seven Monsieur Gustave. He's a horse that always improves each preparation. He just goes from listed to group three. Thought his group two effort first up at Wait for Age behind Impending was good. He needed the run. His second up record's excellent. So if you're looking for a bolter for your roughies, put him in. As I said, Impending's the other one that wouldn't shock because he has all the form around the two favourites.
Race 9 takes us home at Doomben on Saturday. It's the Mithy's Rough Habit Plate. 2,000 metres for three-year-olds on their way to the Derby. Group 3 level, they are all colts and geldings in this lineup, and they've all got 57 kilos.
Sticking with Dark Dream, he was very good in the Gunsin. I don't know, maybe they could have tried to hold the lead for a little bit longer. Villamont ended up crossing. He kicked well, and Dark Dream really knuckled down. He had a real dig late and just missed Bob of the Head. It was a good effort. Step up in distance, I think, will be fine for him. He's just going to need a bit of luck from the gate. But he's been pretty adaptable. He can go back or go forward. So I dare say they'll probably go forward, being doomed, and they want to put him into the race. But he can run well. 13, Omaneka, ran third in the Gunsind. Really lightly raced horse. That was only his third start. Stacks of upside to him. Two higher grounds, easy to like. Chris Waller comes through the Sydney Carnival, just peaking at the right time, having been a winner of the Packer Plate. And 15, Lucky For All, I believe will make the trip. He's also in at Caulfield. Darren Weir with a couple of Queensland Derby hopes in that race at Caulfield. I'd say he'll split them up, and Lucky For All is well worth respecting in this.
Okay, Joel, your best at Durban was In the Roses. That's number race 7, number 14, Young Star. And your value bet, also number 14, but in race 6, the Queensland Day Stakes. That is Femme Fireball. The other Group 1 venue in Australia on Saturday is Morfettville. We've got 6 races on the main track, 2 on the Parks track. Carl's back this week, Joel, so you're not in the winning post, but have you done any form on this?
No, not for those earlier stakes races, so you can certainly defer to Carl's tips for those.
Okay, so we've got race 4 being the Sire's Produce for the 2-year-olds over 1,400 metres. Carl likes Godolphin for Godolphin, and despite barrier 15, that is number 10, to beat 8 Fundamentalist, 4 Farouk and 1 Tequila Time, the local boom horse. Race 5 is the Adelaide Galvanising Adelaide Guineas listed event for 3-year-olds over 1,600. And here he does go with the popular pick, the very hot commodity, number 1, Peaceful State for Darren Weir. Certainly smashed him last time over there, and it would be very hard to see anything turn the tables. 1, Peaceful State to be 10, Smooth Landing, 3, Overexposure, 5, Debt Collector. Carl's value bet comes up in the 6th, which is not a black type race, but that is number 10, More Than Fabulous. His best is in the last, also not a stakes race. That's race 8, number 4, Split Lip. And now that leaves us only with the U-Bet South Australian Derby. Joel, that is race 7, over 2,500 metres for 3-year-olds at level weights, and they're all males.
Yeah, well, the two that I'll be having something on, they're both around the 10-1 mark, are 6 and 7. 6 Sheriff, High Sheriff, as he's called now. He is an emerging stayer from New Zealand. He was very impressive winning the Manawa 2 Classic, which is always a nice race. And then last start, just struck a very heavy track, and don't think he really got through it. He's got a good turn of foot. I think he'll run really well. I think number 7, Runaway, will take a stack of catching, though. Always liked this horse. He's well-bred, brother to Oaks winner, absolutely, and something, another Oaks performer as well, possibly Abby Marie, but he's always given an impression that he would improve as he gets over ground, and he's done just that. Strong win in the St. Ledger. He'll go forward and make this a really strongly run race, I would expect, so I'll be backing those two.
And Carl is with you there, number 6, High Sheriff, and the minor placings, he's got 13 High and Dry, 1 Tangled, and 3 Leicester. Scone, the venue for New South Wales Metro Racing on Saturday, and there are, from race 3 onwards, it's all black type, one of them restricted, but never mind. So we'll take it through on race 3, Sedgenho Stud, Woodlands Stakes, 1,100 for 2-year-old fillies at listed level.
Nice race. You can make a case for a few of these, but I'll be making a case for the first starter, number 10, Rosina Kozhinup. By Seamus Award, she's the half-sister to last year's Golden Slipper winner, She Will Reign. Thought she trialled outstandingly back in February. They were going to look to an autumn carnival. I think she had just a little setback, so they put her on ice. She's come back this time in with 2 trials. Interesting that Blake Shin rides number 1 and Greg Ryan is aboard the 10. Greg Ryan did win the Wellington Boot on Miss Invincible. Blake Shin has partnered Rosina Kozhinup up in a couple of trials, but I guess we'll take a bit more of a lead from the betting, but she's come up double figure odds. Happy to have something on her, number 10, to beat 8 Pretty in Pink. Thought she really impressed on debut at Gosford. 3 Witherspoon has always showed plenty of talent. She's been twice stakes placed, and 11 Critical Reaction. Thought her run at Mornington on debut was good, and a recent trial with the blinkers on was nice and sharp.
Your best comes up in the 4th. That is the English 3-year-old Guineas, a restricted listed affair worth 400,000 over 1,400 metres at set weights.
I think it's a nice race for number 8, Moss Trip. It was a good training performance by the Snowdens to get this filly ready for the 1,400 James Carr. About 6 weeks between runs following her effort in the surround. It was a strong win in the James car. They were running quick time all day and it was hard to make ground from the back. She did though. She came from second or third last and was a strong and narrow win, but it was very strong. As I said, she was performed well in the surround prior to that, and that's Scholes and Elise form, which is very strong. So she can beat the boys. Two dissolution back from 2,000 metres, I think will be fine for him. I think just didn't quite run it out in the Packer Plate. Three Assimilates better than what he showed in the Carbine, and Seven Frolic also comes through the surround and the James car.
First look at the quaddy at Scone's race 5, Emirates Park, Denise's Joy Stakes, 3-year-old fillies, 1,100 listed race.
Now, I believe my first selection might be out here, number 14, Fellarina, so just check that. That will leave me with number 6, In Good Time, who's 5 from 5. Tracy Bartley's done a good job with her, placing her right. She was down to run at Doomben a couple of weeks ago. They ended up saving her for the following day at Tamworth. She won well. This is obviously her toughest test, but I think she's pretty smart and she can handle it. 7, Envy of All, gets a big weight turnaround on Demerara from their first up clash last prep. She's trialled up quite well. Number 1, Demerara in for 3rd, and we'll throw number 3, Sasso Corbaro, in for 4th.
Race 6, Yarraman Park, Luskin Star Stakes, 1,300 metre listed event.
10, Osborne Bulls. He continues to race really well. This is a step up for him, but he was outstanding in defeat last start. Just got too far back. He charged. His last 600 was scintillating, and he gets a nice weight drop for the rising class. So happy to have him on top. The progressive gelding from number 4, Invincible Gem. Back in distance, I think, suit. She was group one place at this trip behind Happy Clapper first up, so clearly she's up to this level. She's just got maybe a bit outclassed, and maybe, as I said, the mile might have been a bit too far in the Doncaster. 1, Liramane, not sure where they're going with him. He's drawn wide in the 10,000 as well, but if here, his class will take him a long way. And number 11, First Hand. I thought he was a black booker first up in the hallmark. He made ground in a race not many did, and I wouldn't be shocked to see him run well again.
Race 7 is the main race of the day, Coolmore Dark Jewel Classic for fillies and mares at Group 3, level over 1,400, and here we see your value bet.
Yeah, Louboutin. She's also in the Scone Cup on Friday at 1,600, where I think she'll run a really good race as well. But wherever they run, I think she'll perform well. She was good first up in the Sapphire. She settled second and third in the run, chasing the tearaway Corlista. I thought she battled on well. And then the Hawkesbury Crown was just a bit of a forget run. She was trapped 3 wide on speed and weakened out. She's much better than that. 10 in for second, Dyslexic. She was nosed out by Moss Tripp, who I expect to win earlier. Obviously monitor that form line, but Dyslexic should more than handle the step up against the older mares. 1, Gazzoni, blinkers first time. Could be the little edge that she needs. She's going well this prep. And 12, Siren's Fury, was a strong winner from the back first up.
And race 8 at Scone on Saturday is the Arrowfield Stud Hortensia Stakes, a listed event over 1,100. And Terra Vista steps out.
Yeah, he does. He first time sort of out of the Group 1, Group 2 level for quite some time. He's obviously got a big weight. I've thrown him in for 3rd. I think he's 2 hardest to beat, 3 Glenall and 14 2XS. Had to stick with Glenall. Hasn't really done much wrong at this listed level. He's really performed every time he's been out in this sort of class. He's had a couple of goes at Group 1 level where he's missed out, but he was strong at Hawkesbury. He only goes up a kilo. Happy to stick with him. I certainly have respect for number 14 2XS. He is a very consistent sprinter. I liked his recent trial. In for 3rd, as I said, number 1, Terra Vista. Got to respect him, a horse of that class. And 2, Kuro, was pretty good first up at Hawkesbury.
All right, and as mentioned, Joel's best, race 4, number 8, Moss Trip. Value bet, race 7, number 5, Louboutin. Scone, of course, is a 2-day carnival, Friday and Saturday, and it's all in your winning post. And just before we leave Scone, Joel, do you have any thoughts on the Daly Scone Cup, race 7 on Friday, 1,600 metres, 200,000?
Well, Louboutin, if she goes there, I think 1,600, she should get a soft lead. So if they elect to go there, I'll be backing her. If not, might sit the race out.
All right, well, Carl likes Sedanza, race 7, number 8, in the Daly Scone Cup. In fact, made that his top tip for the day on Friday. Racing in Melbourne, is it Caulfield? And it might be very wet. You never know, do you? I mean, they can predict Noah-type biblical floods, and sometimes they come, sometimes they don't. I wouldn't say we've had enough so far, as we talked to you on Thursday afternoon, to get it any worse than a soft 5. But where Melbourne is supposed to cop a month or two's worth of rain on Friday. So standing by, could be heavy, could be, wouldn't be good, I wouldn't think. Soft five would be the absolute best. I'd be thinking more along the lines of soft seven, and that is what we have marked it in winning post, but certainly could get into the heavy. So bear that in mind. What do you like on this program, John?
Well, I'm hoping it gets into the heavy range. I've made Innkeeper my best, race 7, number 8. The Warrnambool form usually holds up in, you know, this time of the year. They go there. Usually they're set for those races, but they're just rock hard fit wherever they show up next. And Innkeeper was strong, winning there at the Bull. He's got a good record, 5 from 7. Lindemeech still aboard, so I think he comes to town for the right sort of race. You've got a couple of classy types in Wise Hero, Manolo Blahnik. They're both first up, though. As I said, Innkeeper fitness will take him a long way. And my values in the last race, 9, number 2, Mongolian Wolf. He won the Packer Plate on a heavy track last autumn. We saw him once in the spring. He pulled up lame. They sent him out. He's come back this prep, resumed at a mile in the Warratnabeal Cup. I thought he did enough there behind Kapalenko, who's a city winner since. And I thought he was finishing off nicely at Warrnambool behind his talented stablemate Tradesman. Gets the claim, hopefully gets heavy. 2,000 metres third up, ideal for him. And my roughie of the day is race 5, number 9, Kentucky Breeze. Numerical form this time in, not flash. Of course, we saw him win a stakes race during Cup Week in the spring. I think there's room for improvement. Good gait, Daniel Moore drops in weight, blinkers on. If he can handle some give in the ground, I think we can see improvement for him. 40-1, silly price.
All right, well, believe it or not, I'm going against Joel's best and value bet. In the opposite way, my value bet is against his best, and that's race 7, number 11, Manolo Blahnik, returning, and my best is Joel's second selection in the last. That is race 9, number 5, Our Peaky Blinders. Ascot, the venue for Perth racing once again on Saturday. It's a fairly cosy little uneventful card, but BJ Ryan has identified the uber-exciting three-year-old Pearls and Prawns steps out in race 2. Couldn't have been more impressive leading throughout and cruising to victory in midweek company last start, and stands out as the horse to beat again. That is race 2, number 2, Pearls and Prawns. And BJ's value bet comes up in the last, race 8, number 12, Senso, was seen charging home for 6th first up. Meets a lot of those same horses again, but gets out to 1,500 metres, and BJ feels could turn the tables. That is race 8, number 12, Senso. Earlier in the day, in New Zealand, we are racing at Rotorua and Pukekura.
My best at Rotorua comes up in the feature there. It's the Rotorua Stakes, weight for age fillies and mares, race 7, number 1, Miss Wilson. I think they're looking at a Brisbane campaign for her. If she can notch another stakes win, she's coming off the Group 1 Thoroughbred Breeders Stakes win. This is a little bit easier, obviously, and she's well placed, so I think she can win again. My value bet is Manhattan Flame, race 6, number 5. Two runs back from a spell, have both been solid, just behind the place getters. Looks ready third up. Pukekura, my best is Lewis Carroll. He's a bit tricky to catch, this horse. He was putting the wins together early in his campaign, I guess just as he stepped up in class. He's been a little bit patchy, and he's definitely best going left-handed. So he's well weighted in this race, stepping up to an open handicap. He can go to the front, give them plenty to chase if he's at his best. And my value is Ironbark, race 3, number 15. Good run on debut, won his second start, came back last prep, had two goes, a bit disappointing, didn't quite come up. He trialled well a couple of weeks ago, and if he can find the form from his first prep, he can certainly run a race in this benchmark 65.
Okay, that wraps up a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia. Of course, your winning post has got the form for Friday night at Cranbourne, Saturday and Sunday, which includes Parks Cup Day. We've also got full form for Ballarat, Bairnsdale and Launceston, and fields for everywhere else. So plenty of shelf life in your $5 winning post, takes you all the way through, plus all your favourite columnists and entertainment. And last of all, our best $20 bet for the weekend, Joel. Well, it's probably foolish given the uncertain forecast, but I'm going to go with race 8, number 2 at Caulfield to continue on his winning way. Furry on you.
I'll go in the roses at Doomben, race 7, number 14, Young Star.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.